It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kylie Howell. She is the owner-operator of Friar Tucks in Helper Barbershop. Great times up there. Great place to go and get your haircut. But I'm going to tell you this right now. It's summer, and it is time for First Fridays. We've already done a couple of them. Kylie's kind of taken the reins on the June First Fridays, and we're going to talk all about it. It's coming out and just having fun and making some art and helper. Kylie, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. So let's talk, just get a little background on you. You grew up in, I believe it's East Carbon, is that correct?
Well, my parents are from East Carbon. Okay. I grew up in Price, but I spent a lot of time in East Carbon.
Okay. So you're from the area. You kind of moved away and started a shop up in Salt Lake, mm-hmm. and you decided it was time to come home and try it here.
Sure did.
And it works pretty well.
It works pretty well, thanks to our lovely folks like you.
So let's talk for a moment about First Fridays. It's always a lot of fun, and you know, they kind of got back on the train. I believe they started up again. Was it April or March?
April. Well, April
they started
was the first
up
one.
Again,
yeah,
in
we had a 50 sock hop hosted by Aunt Nell's. It was a lot of fun.
Lots of fun, and you can always count on good times up in Helper on the first Friday. Well, yeah, every Friday, really.
That's true.
Come on up and see what's going on. But this one's going to be a little extra special. The cool thing about First Fridays is, for the most part, all the galleries are open. You can go up and do a gallery stroll, right?
Yeah,
that's a
yeah.
good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And come and check out other businesses that you may not know are there, maybe like yours.
Totally, yep. Friar Tucks. We've got like Beg, Borrow, and Steal, Bug and Bird, Outlaw Antiques. We've got some really, really cool merchant shops as well in Helper.
And that's the cool thing. So go on up and check there. And I always say, I think a great tagline for Helper is, if you haven't been to Helper lately, you probably haven't been to Helper.
I feel like that's fair.
Because it changes so much.
I feel like that's fair.
So let's talk about the festivities on Friday.
Sure.
Going to kick things off at 5 o'clock with this big event. What are we going to be able to do and go up and have fun doing?
Yeah, so for June 1st Friday, I thought I would host what I have named the Sidewalk Chalk and Talk. Just come out kind of as a social, hang out with your friends and neighbors. I'm going to be putting sidewalk chalk in some buckets kind of scattered up and down Main Street. I've got like some tie-dye chalk in there, some glow-in-the-dark chalk in there. That was a special request from the mayor. She really wanted to do the, you know, a play on the dark skies and the glow-in-the-dark sidewalk chalk. So that'll be there. You will be able to find the buckets because they're all going to have pride flags in them. June is Pride Month, so I thought that would be a fun, colorful way to kick it off.
And as we talked, there is no sidewalk in the Helper area that is not a canvas.
Sure, yeah. All the world's a stage. We are sticking to the Helper creed of keep it clean and you'll be seen. So stick with that. But other than that, yeah, let's get colorful. We are working on closing Main Street. I'm not 100% sure yet if that's going to happen, but I think it is. And then that way you'll be able to doodle in the crosswalks and really take your art to the next level.
So really just the one thing about First Fridays, and I don't know how many of them you've been to, because you've only been back for what, a year and a half, couple years?
2 years now.
2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many of you have been to, but the one thing that's great about First Fridays is come out and see your friends and neighbors. And it's just, to say what the kids say, it's really just a hang, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It honestly reminds me of a block party. Like, I'll open both of the doors in the shop. I like to get music going. Sometimes I'll have some little finger foods in there. And it really is just so much fun to see, you know, who stops by, who's walking around. Oh, I'm going to come down to this shop and see what they've got going on and then swing back around. And yeah, it's really just kind of a big, good social hang. And, you know, to your point, Helper changing so often, I think there's a lot of really cool shops and merchants on Main Street that people don't even realize are there, because it does change pretty frequently. And one that I really want to shout out because it gets missed so often is the Rock Shop on North Main. I know it's not kind of in that main area, but the Rock Shop on Main really has some awesome things. There's a great group of folks there, so when you sort of have your festivities going on Main Street, make sure and make your way up to North Main, down to the museum. We really are lucky to have such a good stretch of just pillars in the community all up and down Main Street.
I will say this for the Rock Shop. Shopped there many times. My wife and it seems like every member of my family, with the exception of me, loves to go out and find rocks. I think it's a walk that I don't need to be taking, but that's them.
That's fair.
So go check that out. But mostly, let's get up there and go have some fun in Helper once again this Friday, June 2nd, starting at 5 o'clock. And you said you don't want to put a time limit on fun.
Oh, I don't want to put a cap on fun. Come down at 5, but I'm not going to tell you what time to go home. The doors may close, but you know. You don't got to go home, but you got to get the heck out of here.
That's right. So come down to Helper, grab something to eat, and just walk and have some fun at the gallery strolls. Check out some of the art that's there. Check out the new businesses. The other thing to your event, to what you were saying, is I always think that, you know, there are so many people. I know so many people that are so hard to buy for.
Mm-hmm.
Helper has that niche covered.
Fully. We've got gift cards. We've got very, very, very unique things. One thing that I do want to say about the sidewalk talk and chalk of it all, I've had a few folks reach out to me and say different things like, kind of what you said, is there anywhere that's off limits? No, not really. But also, some people were mentioning like, well, I want to get my whole baseball team together and get somebody to etch out our logo, and then we'll all kind of put our jersey numbers around it and stuff like that. So I really want people to think in and around that as well. Like, feel free to just come down and doodle and get a little creative as you want to, but there's no limit.
Just come on out and have fun. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Once again, this Friday, June 2nd, up in Helper, starting at 5 o'clock. We've been talking with Kylie Howell from Friar Tuck's Barbershop. She's the one you need to talk to if you want to go and doodle on the sidewalks this Friday up in Helper. Get on up there for First Fridays. Kylie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Appreciate you, Dave. We'll see you there.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.